Well, this morning we're going to talk about a couple of opportunities for you coming up here on Saturday, April the 10th, Shred Day and Scouting for Food Day, both going on, and being joined in studio here this morning by Melissa Enan, one of the local Boy Scout leaders. Good morning to you, Melissa.
Good morning.
Well, I know this is something that Boy Scouts look forward to doing each and every year. I know you didn't get to do it the way you wanted to last year because of, well, everybody didn't get to do what they wanted to do last year.
Exactly.
But now an opportunity again to help out those in need with that Scouting for Food program. How long has you guys been doing something like this?
Well, I've been associated with Scouts here in Atlantic for over 20 years, and we've done it every year since I've been. It's been a national event. I think I looked it up and it started in 85 in the St. Louis area. And so it's not a super new thing, but it's been going on for a while.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously a good cause. And of course, we've all kind of experienced, I guess, the importance of those types of things. You know, food pantries have been hit really hard here within the last year because of everything going on in the world and folks, you know, losing their jobs and other types of things. It puts burdens on families. So this is something, obviously, that is great to help out others in your community.
Yes, it's one of the Scouts' things is do a good turn. So this is a great way to do that and help support the local food bank. Sometimes we forget that, you know, there are people that are less fortunate and they really depend on that food every week to get by with their family. So it's a good cause. We enjoy very much being able to help the food pantry.
Talk about the process. How does this work? What do you guys do? How do you organize?
Well, this year we were invited by Ken Mormon to come and help with the Shred Day. They needed some boys to help unload boxes and things. So when we discovered that this day was the same as Scouting for Food, we thought, actually it was Ken's idea to have people drop off food there too. So you can go through the shred line and get your documents unloaded and then pull a little forward and there'll be another scout there to help take your food donations or cash, whatever you have there. And we'll also be going door to door. We usually try to cover most of the town. Sometimes it depends on how much help we have. So we do our best, but we'll go door to door. If you have food, you can set it outside in a sack on the porch, and we'll just grab it. And we're going to try to be conscious about, you know, staying distance. So we'll knock on the door and step back a little bit so we're not right next to each other. But and it'll be from 9 to noon. Both events are from 9 o'clock until noon. And if by some reason we miss someone, you can call Dave Miller. He's the Scoutmaster. His number is 243-3166, and either he'll find a scout that'll come and pick it up, too, or you can just bring it down to the food pantry as well.
All right, yeah, so a couple of different ways then to be able to do that, and yeah, maybe if you're already planning on going to the Shred Day event, well, then that's an easy way to bring your donations at that same time. You mentioned they're going on from 9 to noon, so that will be at the Atlantic Public Library there for the Shred Day. Friends of the library have been doing that now for a number of different times. They kind of, I think, spread it out almost every other year is kind of what they plan on trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So Ken's been instrumental in helping get that lined up for folks, and you can stop by if you bring any of those household papers. They're, of course, encouraging this for individuals, not necessarily for businesses to
Correct.
Come unload
they
commercial
did make,
paper. Yeah.
Yep, they did make that request that people, you know, your old tax returns or, you know, any documents you have, it's a great way to get rid of things that maybe have some sensitive information just safety, I guess,
yeah.
Just to dispose of it properly and get some stuff out of your house, too. Everybody's been cleaning like crazy during COVID, so hopefully they'll have a good turnout for that, too.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I'm always a little bit hesitant to throw out those bills and other things. And
yes.
You just kind of get them piled up somewhere, and they turn into a stack. They turn into a box. They turn
several boxes, and then a pile.
Yep. So good opportunity, to come to get those things unloaded, and you know that you're safe and protecting all that sensitive information there as well. So opportunity to do that, and, come out and bring those non-perishable food items out there. Anything in particular that you really recommend folks to donate? Obviously, you want them to make sure that they're checking expiration dates, those types of things. And
yes, we put a list in the newspaper article earlier this week. There are some things that the food pantry folks are emphasizing. They'll take anything, of course, but there are certain things that they have to go out and buy every single week. So it was things like cream of mushroom soup, chicken noodle soup, pasta sauce, manwich or some type of sloppy joe mix, hamburger helper, just things like that, kind of the staples. Canned vegetables, I believe, was one of the other things. The only thing that they asked not to be donated was cake mixes. Apparently they have a surplus of cake mixes. So, but anything, you know, any of those basic things that people use every day are greatly appreciated.
Yeah, and obviously if you're making that cash type of donation as well, then that allows
yes.
them to go get those other things that maybe are not donatable, you know, some of the perishable things that they do hand out,
right.
that money helps do that.
Yep, it helps them fill in, you know, if they got a whole bunch of soup or something and they need crackers or, you know, just it helps them make a more well-rounded bag for the folks to come and get.
I guess, is this something that you feel like the boys enjoy doing every year? Obviously, you've got projects that you do all year long, but, you know, what are some of the other things, I guess, too, that you do that are maybe along the same line?
Well, let's see. We help at Memorial Day. That'll be the next thing coming up here in May out at the cemetery, putting the flags up and down. You know, there's several processes, half mast and then full and back to half and all that. So we do that several days during that weekend. Mm-hmm. Trash pickups. We have a section of highway north of town on 71 that we pick up. We try to do two times a year. Sometimes weather doesn't allow that to happen, mm-hmm. but we at least try to get it once. Gosh, what else? I should have had a list. we'll help. We help in parades sometimes, you know, if they need people to carry certain things, or we carry that big flag
yeah.
in the parades. A lot of people like to see that giant flag mm-hmm. that the Legion has, and a lot of Eagle projects we've done, and you know, things around town too.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the boys help with those, so
yeah. Great.
It's a good yeah. program. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, obviously you've been involved a long time, so
yes.
you're something you want to keep
yeah.
doing. Yeah,
yeah.
Also. This has kind of obviously been a weird year, and a lot of people have probably stayed away from doing lots of things. So there may be a little bit of a, I would say, maybe backlog out there of kids that maybe have thought about jumping into the fold and being involved in Boy Scouts or other things. And now maybe they're starting to think about that again, that we're kind of getting back on the track to normalcy.
Yes.
So if somebody wants to get involved, you know, how do they do that?
Well, if your boy or son or daughter is in kindergarten through fifth grade, they can contact Charles Brock. He's the Cub Master.
Okay.
And then for the Boy Scout side, then is from that age, sixth grade and up. They cross over when they're in fifth grade and then
okay.
are in the troop until they're 18. And that would be Dave Miller or myself. You could, but mm-hmm. Dave is a Scout Master too. So they just fill out an application, and you can even do that online these days now, of course, because everything
mm-hmm.
can be done online.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get them started.
How often do you guys get together?
Our troop meets twice a month for the most part, and then we have one outing or camp out every month as well. So, and again, depending on the month, you know, some months we just have one meeting, some months we don't have an outing if it's Thanksgiving or, you know, something like that. There's just not enough weekends in those months. But
yeah.
we try to do two meetings a month and then one outing, and then we have summer camp in July. We're real excited this year because we get to go to summer camp. We didn't go last year just because of the, you know, traveling. We were supposed to go up north, and no one was real comfortable, you know, stopping in at rest stops and all that stuff along the way. So the boys are excited to be able to go this year.
Yeah, I'm sure. Again, coming up here this Saturday, opportunity to stop by both the Shred Day and also to help out the Scouting for Food Day. They can do that donations both at the site there at the library and also at their homes here around town. And again, give them those details on time frame and how they need to do that.
9 to noon on Saturday. We'll be going door to door. And then at the 2-for-1 stop at the shred day at the library, they can get rid of their shredded or their things to shred and then drop off their food or cash donations there as well.
All right. Great opportunity for folks here this weekend to be able to do that. And again, you mentioned if somebody happens to get missed out there, you're obviously trying to do your best, but maybe you missed something, or of course, time frames, maybe you don't mesh, however that works out. You can give Dave as well a call there, 243-3166, the number you gave there, so they can find somebody to get you taken care of.
That's right.
All right, Melissa, appreciate coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.